the most important part of Jesus' life.
我们先来看马太福音二十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 21.
这是主耶稣进入圣城一个很最重要的一个关键的除了实际还有一个很重要的象征动作。
And this is a very important thing that Jesus did when he went into the temple.
实际上来讲，他是真的就进入圣城。
And physically, he actually went into the temple.
那他第二件事情做的就是洁净圣殿。
And the second thing he did, he cleansed the temple.
再来就是咒诅不会结果子的那无花果树。
And then he cursed the fig tree that was barren.
在主耶稣很重要的一个转折点就是他要进入圣城。
And the most important changing point is when he went into the temple.
要做在做最后一个礼拜，在圣城的教训，跟这些宗教形式主义、唯善主义者的一个论辩。
And this was his last time into the temple, and his authority was questioned.
His disputation with the Pharisees and the scribes who represent the religious leadership there. 那这个意思就是说，这是很重要的。我们可以看出，他最终目的就是要被卖。
And his ultimate role was to be sold.
然后被钉十字架。
And nailed on the cross.
那这样的话，天父差遣他到人间来的，就救赎工作就可以完成。
Then his role, when he was commissioned by God, is completed.
那主耶稣亲身经历过这样的几个动作。
And this is his physical action.
但是在象征意义、有代表意义、属灵意义来说
，And symbolically speaking,
主耶稣他进圣城
，He went into the temple.
就应验旧约圣经，譬如说以撒加利亚书九章九节的话
，And it fulfilled the words written in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9.
就是弥赛亚君王
，The King Messiah.
他很凯旋的、很雄壮的来进入他。自己大军的京城
And triumphantly he went into his army.
因为耶路撒冷城称为大军，就耶路撒冷神的一个京城。
And Jerusalem is the holy city.
因为属于神的。
Because it belonged to God.
因为在那儿有神立名跟那个居住的圣殿。
And over there, his name and he physically dwelt there.
因为他在圣殿至圣所里头，所谓的在约柜上的宝座。
And in the Ark of Covenant.Is where he sits.
那可以看出神的统治权在那儿。
And God's sovereignty is dwelt there.
那主耶稣要进圣城，就像旧约时代的耶和华神一样。
And when Jesus went into the temple, it's like the Old Testament.
因为旧约时代，神曾经在罪恶惯影的百姓当中，他自己撤离掉。
In the Old Testament, God left the sinful people.
那意思就是说，当巴比伦军队来毁灭圣城、焚烧圣殿的那时候
，And when Babylon came and destroyed and burned the holy temple，
那神亲自离弃这个邪恶的圣城
，And God physically left the holy temple，
荣光就离开了
，The glory of God departed。
那等到民间经过一番的历练，他们在发自内心的更新，看这种。悔改回归的动作
And after the people repented and renewed themselves
那神就定义 再重建他的圣殿
And God again rebuilt his temple
来复兴已经失落的信仰
To rebuild the lost faith
所以荣光就再次回到圣城来
A glorious light again returned to the temple
那在这个先知书里头可以看到的
And in the prophet books we can see
那神既然进入他的圣城
God entered back into his temple
也就是在恢复他原有的王权就统治权
He restored his kingdom and his authority
他的帐幕真的再次的立在民间
His Ark of Covenant again dwell within the people
那建立神是他们的神百姓是他的子民这样的很密切的关系
And God is their God and people is the people of God
但是呢第二个圣殿也失落了
And again the second temple was destroyed
因为以后罗马兵也攻毁就焚烧这个圣城跟圣殿
And again, the Roman Empire destroyed the temple.
所以这个时候就需要有属灵的圣殿。
This is when the spiritual temple needs to be established.
因为这个在罗马兵毁灭以前
，because before the Roman Empire destroyed the temple.
主耶稣要建立起这个属灵的信仰的根基。
And Jesus will establish the faith.
就是神国
，the kingdom of God.
就是以后的他的教会
，and his future, his church.
他神国的福音
，and the gospel of
使徒的信息。
and the message of the apostles.
那这个建立教会的基础。
To establish the foundation of the church.
让神的灵可以居住在教会，神的国里头来做伟大，来得到荣耀。
So God's spirit can dwell and be the king of the people.
可以彰显他的大能。
To manifest his power.
跟他的旨意。
And his will.
那主耶稣他进入圣城的目的。
And the purpose of God entering into the holy temple.
也就是说，从前失落了的神的统治权。
And in the before God has lost his sovereignty.
那这一次主耶稣要借着十字架来宣称拥有，重拾得他已经失去的这个统治权。
And through the cross, he will regain his authority.
所以他的王权要借着十字架来获得的。
And he will again regain his authority.
那这个王权的获得就应该是一个王者的身份来出现。
And he entered as the king.
好，那我们来看撒迦利亚书九章九节。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9.
这九章九节就记载。
Zechariah chapter 9 verse
9. 一个将要实现的，就大卫的后裔。
And the descendant of David.
他要作为米就是公义的苗裔。
And he will be the seed of righteousness.
或者是他有一个神给的王杖，这个 scepter.
And he has a scepter.
然后他来要统治他的百姓。
And he will rule over his people.
所以借着这个王的来到。
Through the coming of the king.
那以色列或者耶路撒冷居民应该大大的欢呼。
And Jerusalem will shout and proclaim.
因为这个王是那公义王。
Because he is the king of righteousness.
就是像旧约圣经说麦基洗德。
Like in Old Testament, Melchizedek.
麦基 Melech 就是王。
Melchizedek is the king.
Zedek 就是圣，或者说应该说公义。
And Zedek is righteousness.
他说是仁义的王，公义的王。
This is the king of righteousness.
他又出于 Salaim Shalom 这沙能就是平安。
He came with Salam or peace.
所以他是和平的君。
And he's the prince of peace.
公义的又和平的。
And he's righteous and also peaceful.
那现在要进入他原属他的这个圣城。
And he will enter the city which he belongs.
那他就要在那里在统治。
Over there, he will rule over the people.
把他的福音信息就是展开往着四方列国。
And he will proclaim his gospel through all kingdoms.
让他们看到神的公义跟神的和平。
So everyone can see the peace and righteousness of God.
神的律法如何从耶路撒冷这样的展开，这样散布出去了。
And through the law of God is spread throughout the nation.
所以用这个已经有的理念跟神的应许。
And through the promise of God and this idea.
那果然主耶稣就进入圣城。
Jesus entered the holy temple.
那我们现在来看马太二十一章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 21.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
因众人，请看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
但众人把衣服踏在路上，又砍下树枝铺在路上。那九节大家就喊着：“何西安呐，贵大卫的子孙。”Hosanna, 我们常常在知道这个名称了。
We often say the word Hosanna.
大家就说这是大家的欢呼，来欢迎这个王，这个王者。
And that is to everybody welcome this king.
他是大卫的子孙，大卫的后裔。
Because he's a descendant of David.
还是很重要的奉主神的名字来。
And he came with the name of Lord.
因为他要建立有神立名的。尊主的名为大的这样的圣城跟或者他的国民。
And he will establish his kingdom and the people.
要借着这个主耶稣，借着这个弥赛亚。
Through the Messiah or Jesus Christ.
当然，何西亚就是何西亚或者叫约书亚。
Hosea is Hosea.
何西亚、何西亚或者约书亚。
Or Joshua.
这些都是神是我救主或神拯救的原希伯来原文的意思。
And the original meaning is God saves.
换句话说，神啊救我们。
In another word, they're saying God save me.
因为这也是出在，请再翻回诗篇一百十八篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 118.
诗篇一百十八篇的二十五、二十六节。
Psalm 118, verse 25.
一百十八篇有两个重要的形象。
And there are two things in this.
一个就是房角石
，the one is the cornerstone
以后会被弃掉的，被以色列法利赛人全弃掉的，丢弃的。
Destroyed or given away by
Pharisees. 但是这个房角石很以后变成教会的基础。
But the cornerstone is the foundation of the church.
那就耶稣。
And that is the Jesus Christ.
那第二个重要的形象就是我们现在要看的。
The second thing is.
请看二十五节
，verse 25
跟二十六节
，and 26。
这个说耶和华神呐，求你拯救。那这里呼叫神
，and here they shout out to God.
何西亚呐，安呐，就啊，何西亚，神呐、啊， 安啊，神啊，拯救，这个意思。
And saying, God, save.
我们中文翻出来，英文也翻出来。
And the Chinese and English also translated.
但其实这是应该译音啊 ，transliteration 应该是译音的啦。
This is a trans.
啊，你就翻何西安呐，这样就好了。何西啊，阿那安那，安那是啊的意思。
Basically, saying 何西安那
啊，叫神啊，拯救我们啊，这样的意思。
Please save us.
啊，所以这里表示说，耶稣基督的来要拯救百姓。
And you're saying the coming of Jesus Christ will save the people.
他是主神所差遣的王者。
He is the king that is sent by God.
神的受膏者。
He is the
anointed one.
Anointed one by God.
他是神的这样的儿子。
He is the son of God.
他是受膏者，就基督了，就是弥赛亚的意思。
He is the Messiah or the anointed one.
那他要建立这神国，那他称为那称王的，有他的这 divine kingship， 有他的王权的所在。
He will establish the house of the Lord, and he has the kingship.
但是假定没有借他十字架的死，这个不能达成的。
Without the death on the cross, this cannot be fulfilled.
因为十字架的死，根据希伯来书二章十四节跟十五节这么说。
In Hebrews chapter 2 says,
因为主耶稣借着死来败坏掌死权，就是那个魔鬼。
Through the death of Jesus Christ, he defeated the Satan.
而且呢，能够胜过罪恶。
And he could overcome sin.
把那些关在这死囚房的黑暗囚房、罪恶的当中的人们，再救出来。
And he saved the people who are trapped in darkness.
这希伯来书二章十四跟十五节的话语。
This is recorded in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14.
所以主耶稣来是要拯救百姓。
And the coming of Jesus Christ is to save the people.
脱离罪恶。
To depart from sins.
那他定十字架胜过恶者，这魔鬼。
When he nailed on the cross, he defeated the Satan.
那再借着他的复活。
And through his resurrection.
给人家一个复活的这初熟的果子。
And he gave us the first fruits.
那人家就得救了，或者进入神国，这个活生生的盼望。
Then everyone has the hope of entering into eternal life.
所以主耶稣做这个很重要的动作，他进圣城。
And going into the temple is a very important action.
因为要展开以后定十字架，他复活升天以后的神国的工作，福音的工作。
It will start the work of going in.
Going to be crucified and resurrected
into heaven.
那以后呢，我们可以看到神的国建立在这个从使徒时代开始。
And from the time of the apostle, the work begins.
主在中间，圣灵在统治。
And the Holy Spirit is dwell in between them.
那第二个动作来看马太二十一章。
The second action is recorded in Matthew
21. 这个洁净圣殿是很重要的。
When he cleansed the temple, it's also very
important. 因为一个人要迎接神的国、神的义。
And for a person to welcome the righteousness of God.
不但是物质的殿。
Not only the physical temple.
而且是心灵的殿。
Also your heart in your temple in your heart.
那都要净，要洁净的，净要净净的。
You have to clean them.
这是必要的过程。
This is something you must do.
所以你迎接神，
when you welcome God,
就要去偶像。
You have to get rid of the idols.
去污秽。
To get rid of uncleanness.
那能够你的内在的更新。
To renew your heart.
那就是说你有洁净的功夫。
And then you're doing a cleaning job.
在古时候是用着这种洁净，就是这个讲这个洁净你的水来洁净。
They use the water to clean.
那在以西结书三十六章那里说到。
In Ezekiel chapter 36.
说神把你们召聚，引导归回故土。
God gathered you back to your homeland.
然后呢，用清水洒进在你们身上，让你们得到洁净。
To use the clean water to clean you.
那你们就要除掉心中的污秽跟偶像。
Then you must get rid of your sins and also your filth.
有这个清洁的心灵。
You must have a clean heart.
然后就说有无为的信心。
And you have a good conscience.
那就有着新的这个精神、道德品质、属灵品质。
You must have good action and good conduct.
然后第三步，神在降下圣灵。
The third action is God give you the Holy Spirit.
那是展开神应许的福气。
He will give you the promise.
就是说重建复兴的工作。
And to rebuild the temple.
所以这个洁净是要神要我们重建复兴很重要的一个关键。
And this is a very important thing to cleanse ourselves.
所以同样道理在新约时代。
And in the New Testament,
耶稣基督不但要洁净这个旧有的这圣殿的污秽。
And not only Jesus wants to clean the old temple.
比如说法利赛主义。
Like Pharisees.
的行事为善的这个样子。
And their conduct and their thinking.
已经死沉沉的一个宗教的气氛。
And it, a very dull thinking.
那大家变成形式了。
And they're doing it out of formality.
良心麻痹了。
and they're numbed in their heart.
对宗教，为什么神要设立律法的基本精神？
And that's why God needs to establish the law.
那他们都忘记了。
They already forgot about that.
而且从大小先知看来，
from major and minor prophets,
那他们都是转被神咒诅为这个可恶邪恶的恶民。
And they're the cursed and evil people.
或者叫做悖逆的以色列家。
And they're the rebellious group.
那这种情形下， 主耶稣来， 一定要把它洁净的。
And that's why Jesus must cleanse
their, 因为圣殿成为, those people. 因为圣殿成为了买卖场。
Because the temple becomes a place of marketplace.
这种市场议会，这市面上的事情一样。
It's like a worldly place in the temple.
所以主耶稣亲自来赶进这些换钱的桌子，卖牛羊鸽子的摊子了。
So Jesus came himself and turned over the money changers and the market.
这很重要的教训。
This is a very important teaching.
因为圣殿是属神的，分别为圣的地方。
Temple is a place of God.
不是世俗的。
It's not a worldly place.
不管言语、脚步跟行为，应该是属神、归神为圣的地方。
Your conduct and your word must belong to God.
是以敬虔的、内心的、心清手洁的这样来敬拜神的。
And you must worship God with your pure heart.
所以这个洁净圣殿变得很重要。
And this is a very important action by Jesus.
新约又是一个新旧替换。
The New Testament is the change of old to New Testament.
就是新酒要装在新袋子。
The new wine must put in the new wine.
主耶稣说这比喻说很清楚。
And Jesus described this parable very well.
主耶稣所带来的这个神国的新气象。
And Jesus brought the newness in the heavenly kingdom.
主内里头那些要迎接天国的那些新的心灵。
And those people who are welcome to the heavenly kingdom.
已经不可以跟旧有的规模、旧有的习惯或者那种认识来相提并论了。
They cannot follow the example of the old times.
所以需要有新气象。
Must have a newness.
那这个旧的以色列民已经不重用被神离弃、被弃了。
And the old Israelite has been forsaken by the Lord.
在圣经里头，无花果。
In the Bible, describe fig trees.
或者橄榄树。
Or olive tree.
或者是这个葡萄藤。
Or a grapevine.
这就是预表着或者代表着以色列神的选民的一些植物的象征。
It symbolizes the Israelites.
所以要是看主耶稣对这个植物的动作。
And if we look at his action,
已经不是单单对着植物这个树木的本身。
And it's not only talking about the tree itself.
那他咒诅不会结果子的无花果树。
And he cursed the fig tree that withered.
就等于说他这个时候神要丢弃那不会结果子、不会荣耀神的、徒有表面形式的这宗教伪善者，就旧的以色列人。
And he is telling us that he will throw away the people who still follows the old tradition.
因为他们虽然有律法。
Even though they have the law,
虽然有先知所给的语言,
even though they have the word of the prophets,
他们不会结果子,
but they cannot bear fruit.
白占土地,
they only take up the land.
神要预备从五湖四海的很多地方召来的新约的选民，要代替这不屑的这些百姓。
God will take everybody else and replace them with these people.
所以这咒诅无花果等于神的弃绝。 不会结果的这个以色列旧有的这选民。
When he cursed the fig tree, that means he cursed the Israelites.
但是从这个动作看起来，
from his action,
我们可以看到主耶稣来目的，来到世间目的，我们现在就要来查考。
And we know the meaning of Jesus coming to this world.
我们来看约翰福音12章。
John chapter 12.
这是刚才事件的一个集中焦点了。
And this is a climax.
就是主耶稣进入圣城十二节那里。
In verse 12, Jesus entered the temple.
那你注意看那十六节。
Let's pay attention to verse 16.
这是因为撒迦利亚书在十四、十五节那里有这句话。
And it rewritten the words in Zechariah chapter.
就西安的百姓，你们的王妻的驴驹来了。
And your king has ridden a donkey.
因为他要建立大卫之国，
he would establish the kingdom of David.
神的王国，
God's kingdom.
在这耶路撒冷，
it would be in Jerusalem.
那门徒跟在旁边的本来不清楚。
And the disciples, they could not understand.
请看十六节了。
Please read verse 16.
等到耶稣得了荣耀以后，才想起撒迦利亚书九章九节是指主说的写的了。
When Jesus was glorified, then they remembered the word written in Zechariah.
我们开始看到一个字叫得荣耀的字眼。
And we see the word receiving the glory.
当然这是旧约到新约一个很重要的神学名词。
And this is a very important theological term in the Old and New Testament.
就是我们会说荣耀归给主。
and to give glory to God.
那我们当然来想一想得荣耀的最终目的在哪里，或它什么含义了。
And what's the meaning or ultimate goal of receiving the glory?
我们来看这个马太福音主导文这样的记载，就来思考一下。Let's
look at the Lord's Prayer recorded in the book of Matthew.
就是在第六章九节以下。
Chapter 6, verse 9 and on.
这个要神在地面上得荣耀。
And for God to receive glory,
好像在天上宝座周围的天使在荣耀神、颂赞神、来服侍神一样。
Like the multitude of angels serving the Lord.
但是在地面上要得荣耀比较不简单，不容易。
But it is not easy to receive glory on earth.
因为不都是信主的。
Because not everyone believes in God.
信主人不一定都来荣耀神。
Not everybody who believes in Lord can glorify God.
或者说在圣徒和教会的身上，神得到荣耀。
And for the church to give glory to the Lord.
这个都要好好的思考。
We have to think about these things.
那主耶稣要求的得荣耀， 我们可以从这个马太福音六章可以看出这些端倪出来。
And we can see from chapter 6, verse 9 and on.
请看第一节，就是说第九节的第一段话。
The first section in verse 9.
你的名尊为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
那第二个就是你的国降临在地，如在天。
Second thing, your kingdom come.
第三个，你的旨意能够行在地上，如在天上一样。
Third thing, you will be on earth as it is in heaven.
也就是说，神的名、主耶稣的名、神的国、主耶稣的国，跟主耶稣的旨意，在地在天都一样的，能够畅行。
And the kingdom and the will of God, it's like on earth as it is in heaven.
那以后每一个人在诵，就是朗诵这个主导文的时候，
And when everyone recite the Lord's Prayer,
一定会想到神。 的这个名，神的国跟神的旨意这三方面。
When you recite the Lord's Prayer, you will remember His name, His kingdom, and His will.
你要尊他为大，尊他为圣。
And you will glorify Him and put Him first.
让他能够降临建立在民间，好像天上一样。
So His kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven.
让神的旨意可以在信心跟顺服之下能够畅行。
And with faith, you will establish the kingdom.
那假定达到这样的话， 就神得荣耀。
If you can do that, then God will be glorified.
因为神得到尊大。
When God is glorified,
magnified.
神得到这荣誉，
荣耀， 得到这个赞赏， 然后就是称赞。
When God receives the praise or the glory.
那神得到他， 比如说他的眼光， 他的恩典， 恩德可以这样的畅通， 这样的降临给别人。
God's blessing will dwell among the people.
所以单单查考这个荣光和荣耀。
And if we just talk about glory and all the glorious light.
那从旧约的历史就看到新约。
From the history in the Old Testament through the New Testament.
可以看到神在的亮光，神显现时候的亮光的一个现象。
And we can see the light shining.
那表示说这个是神临在的一个表征。
And this is symbolized the dwelling of God.
那这他临在的时候。
When he dwells,
从正面积极来说,
from the positive point of view,
神的亮光, 神的眼光来照耀的时候,
when the light shines,
就是他的恩德, 他的恩慈会显现,
that means his mercy appears.
那他会眷顾, 会施恩同在,
and he will comfort and give blessing.
神照耀着你的心, 照耀着教会,
and God shines in your heart or in the church.
充满了神的启示, 神的导引, 神的引导。
It feels the will and also the leading of God.
你会浸自在神的恩慈当中。
And you will be in the mercy of God.
这是神荣光临现的时候。
And this is when the light of God shines.
但是碰到这个负面的或者是消极方面的事。
On the other side of the light.
比如说百姓在旷野上发怨言。
And when the Israelites grumble in the wilderness.
他们要抗争，就是说要争论，要反叛逆。
They rebel and they go against God.
那神的荣光临现。
And God's glory appears.
那表示说神很威严凛冽的要施行审判的工作。
And God will judge sternly.
那所以百姓吓得魂不附体。
So the people were afraid.
所以人要是顺服神， 那尊主他伟大的时候，
if God can dwell in people and God is magnified,
荣光照耀， 他的恩眷， 那在同在赐福就临现了。
When the light of God dwells, then His mercy and His blessing will dwell, will come.
像民数记14章， 百姓的因为是个探子的假信， 他们就非常的这样的发怨言抗争。
In Numbers chapter 14, when the 12 spies They argue among each other.
那么神的荣光临现，就表示他很威严的审判将要来到。
When the light of God comes, that means He is giving a stern warning.
那这个荣光一直在新约跟旧约在旧约跟新约一直表示神的作为。
And in the glorious light happened in Old and New Testament.
那借着人，神得到荣耀。
And through people, God received the glory.
那最直接的主耶稣，那得荣耀天父。
And most directly, The Jesus is glorifies the God.
那他荣耀天父之余，天父也荣耀他。
And He glorifies God, and God glorifies Him.
那主耶稣来到人间，用什么方法来荣耀天父，或者他让他自己得到荣耀
？And how did Jesus glorify Heavenly Father and also receive the glory?
那在约翰福音，约翰福音就指出一个字眼出来。
And there's a word in the book of John.
那请来看约翰福音第二章开始。
John chapter two.
这是第一件的在迦拿所行的那水变酒的神迹。
And this is a miracle happening in Ghana where a water was turned into wine.
真的从二章看到十一章。
From chapter 2 through 11,
你可以看到有七件的神迹。
You can see seven miracles.
这个七件神迹都有这样的荣耀这个字眼，有时候不讲，你知道有荣耀的字眼在那里。
And all seven miracles depict the glory of God.
而且这神迹行的结果
，And the result of the miracles
必然有两个，就是说行有两个的事情。
And there are two things.
一个就是让人看到神的神迹来相信。
And one is when people see the miracle of God, they believe.
第二个看到神迹、神的作为的时候
，Second, when they see the act of God,
那他们会折服，非常感佩，或者非常感觉，而且赞美神，归荣给神。
And they will give glory and they submit to God.
那我们来看第二章十一节
，Chapter 2, verse 11.
经过水变酒的整个过程的描写以后
，And throughout the description of turning water into wine.
那这个写书的作者就说，这个就是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，他做。暗语了，做一个说好桌上的暗语说，这是耶稣行的第一个神迹。
And in the Bible it says this is the first miracle performed by Jesus.
那是在加利利的迦拿行的。
And it's in Ghana.
你看有两个行神迹的目的了。
There's two purposes in performing the miracle.
第一个显出神和主耶稣的荣耀。
The first is to have the glory of God.
第二个看见或参与的人会相信这个事情或相信主。
And second is the people there they will believe.
所以第一个神迹就比较完整的说有两个必随的伴有的这个现象。
And this miracle has two things.
我们在场的话，在家，然后在主耶稣宣道的这场地的时候
，If we were there at the time,
我们也会显出这两种结果。
Then we will have these two results.
你看到主的作为
，You see the work of the Lord.
你相信
，You believe.
而且你会赞美神、荣耀神、称颂或者这个尊贵或者这一切都是归给神。
And you give glory to the Lord.
所以我们在圣经里头常常有这个结束语结尾。
And after in the Bible, we have this.
我们来看一个做例子。
Okay, let's see one example.
请看罗马书的十一章最后三十三节到三十六节，就等于全文的要结束。
Now let's look at Romans chapter 11, verse 33.
这个很像我们祷告的全文要结束了。
And it's like the conclusion of our prayer.
或者我们宣道、布道全文全场要结束了。
Or during our evangelical service when we are about to wrap up.
最后一定有一个 doxology，doxa 就是荣耀这个字眼。
And at the end, we always have a doxology or a glory.
因为荣耀就是 doxa 这个希腊文。
And glory means doxa in Greek.
那用希腊文叫大包，那就是说 cardboard。
K-A-B-O-D
那拉丁文叫 Gloria 就是我们的 Gloria 这女孩子的名字
or in Latin Gloria
那我们就说 glorify be glorified 或 glorify 这个 glory 这个字眼
and we use the word glory
那要怎么样的在赞美神你要 doxological conclusion 用这个要赞美神归荣给神这个结束语来颂赞他
and how do we give the glory to God
所以我们祷告谢饭什么的归愿荣耀尊贵什么的称颂的归给你
at the end of
Amen.
Prayer, we always give glory and honor to God.
就是这里所说的。
This is what it says.
愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
May the honor be unto him forever.
就等于天使在天上的宝座周围来 doxo, eulogize, 就在称颂神的意思。
And the angel in heaven give glory to God.
虽然这个时候有时候会变成格套。
Sometimes it becomes formality.
因为大家就念惯了。
Because we read it, we say it all the time.
好像念主祷文，好像在在诵赞不在朗诵一些事，但没有深思的思考。
It's like reciting the Lord's Prayer. We don't think about it.
所以我常常叫大陆的同龄说：“你们慢一点，慢一点。” 哦，叫神学班学生说慢一点，慢一点，不要这样变成官样文章，再念过就算了。
So I have to tell the members and also theological students to read the to recite the Lord's Prayer slowly.
你在念的时候真的思考吗？
Do you actually think about what you're reciting?
宁可小声而有力，而不可大声而无心。
You must, you rather read it, not so loud, but think about it, than read it loudly and not thinking about it.
所以每个词、每个句都思考神的作为跟你的关系。
And every word and every sentence, you have to relate that to God.
那这样祷告，那这样的颂词才有功效，才真的落实了。
And this recitation will be effective.
因为不然的话，大家就变成官样文章，隔套的这样说出来就算了，好像就交代了。
It becomes routine or formality.
这也是我们在祷告的时候，在颂赞神、在念词的时候，也要有一个心态跟。
So when we read the word of God or we recite the word of God, this is what we have to think about.
所以你在圣经看到天上宝座，看到圣徒聚集，他们在做祷告词，最后一定要 doxological conclusion.
And when we pray or we have to have the doxology.
在颂赞，愿荣耀归给都归给主。
And we have to give glory to the Lord.
这意思就是说，你尊主为大。
That means you magnify the Lord.
你知道神的圣洁、公义和慈爱的这样本性。
And you know the righteousness of God.
而且你认得他在历史上跟选民、跟教会、跟我们个人生命的连结关系。
And you know, you recognize his relationship with us.
你才会真正才会真正了解到为什么祷告词跟你心中所思念的神的话语是多么有功效。
And then you understand the Lord's Prayer, how much it affects your life.
所以聚会，或者唱诗，或者祷告，或者听道。
And if we worship or singing hymn,
就要用心灵。
We have to use our hearts.
而且要了解每一个你所做的动作是跟你属灵生命、跟教会的这敬虔事业是相当连接在一起。
And you have to understand the connection between your life and also the words of God.
不然的话，我们就好像聚完会就算了，听了听就完了。
Or it becomes routine. You just come to church and leave.
啊，祷告要让也是叫官样文章，大家祷告就起来就算了这样子。
Or and when everybody prays, you just pray.
应该祷告是一个很心灵、很深沉的功夫。
And praying is something that you have to do sincerely.
应该是说，宇宙就好像你在你心里头一样。
It's like a universe is in your heart.
好像你就到那大无限的属灵空间一样。
It's like you went into a magnified world in this universe.
那你跟神，就五心即属灵世界，世界属灵世界即我心呐。
It's like you're in a spiritual world and the spiritual world in your heart.
好，这样的话，我们才慢慢的开始领受到祷告的这个奥秘性跟它的重要的这个属灵的功效性。
Then you understand the mystery of the prayer and the effectiveness of the prayer.
所以，当我们说归荣耀给神
，and when we say we give glory to the Lord，
应该有这些思考。
We have to think about these things.
但是在圣经里头有特别一个名词
，and in Bible there's this term。
约翰福音所强调的
it is written in John.
那我们来看约翰福音十二章
and it's recorded in John 12.
直到耶稣得了荣耀，说门徒在想起主进圣城时候撒迦利亚书的那句话，跟大家呼喊何沙那、何西安那，这个意义在哪里？
Until the Jesus was glorified, then the people remember the words that was prophesied in Ezekiel.
奉主名来的，可称颂的。奉主
in the name of the Lord.
Who comes in the name of the Lord?
Who comes in the name of the Lord?
然后大卫之国是可称颂的。想一想它意义啊。
The kingdom of David is praised.
是谁要建立大卫之国？什么叫大卫之国
？Who is going to establish the kingdom of David?
然后耶稣基督在圣城里头的被钉十字架。
And when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
能够复活的升天，他的功效性在哪里
？And his resurrection and his descending to heaven. What does
it mean? 都邀请我们很深刻的思考。
It gave us a deep thinking.
那主耶稣在这个约翰福音十二章，请看两次说得荣耀。
And two times in John chapter 12,
一个就是门主在主耶稣得荣耀以后，再想起耶稣当初进圣城的这个属灵意义在哪儿。
And after Jesus received the glory, they remember when Jesus entered into the temple.
哦，原来主耶稣要得胜的君的弥赛亚王，受膏的君王。
And Jesus as the Messiah.
他要借着死，借十字架的死
，through the death on the cross,
来建立神的国。
He will establish his kingdom.
那这个必须要受死、复活、升天、降下圣灵才得实现的。
And he must die, resurrection, and descend.
因此呢，在约翰福音的得荣耀。
And in the book of John, Jesus is glory.
就有受死、
He must die.
啊，复活。
Resurrect.
跟升天。
And descend to heaven.
这个是必要的三而一，一而三的动作。
These are the three things that he must do.
好，我们现在看十三节，二十三节。
Let's look at verse 23.
主耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified.
刚才看的这个七个神迹的其中的第一个。就是迦拿神迹
and one of the first of the seven miracles
啊，就众人看了相信
when everyone sees it they believe
相信主是神所差来的
they believe Jesus is sent by God
主耶稣有神权
and Jesus has the authority
有神的属性
he has the nature of God
他神的神圣来源出于神
and the essence of God comes from God
那他有属性神的属性
and he has the essence of
God 跟天父在弥赛亚使命在地面上的任务是合一的统一的
and his role is the same as the Messiah on earth
这个是很清楚
it's very clear
他们相信
and they believe
而且归荣耀给神神啊你真伟大你的确让这些实现在我们眼前让我们相信
and they give glory to God
那现在耶稣说
and Jesus said
要得荣耀
Jesus said he will be glorified.
那这个第一步就是他比喻说一粒麦子要埋在地里头。
And the first parable it says is one grain of wheat falls on the ground.
主耶稣把自己埋这形容做麦穗的麦子。
And Jesus described himself as a grain of wheat.
以一粒麦子落地。
When one hits the ground.
埋葬了。
And buried.
它可以结出很多很多的籽粒。
He can produce many fruits.
那意思就是说，假定我不被钉十字架，在被埋葬。
He's saying if I do not die and not buried,
那我就不可能结出以后神国神的选民，这个各方各民各国各族的百姓，那个聚集在神的教会里头。
Then I cannot produce the people in the future to come in the temple of God.
所以主耶稣又说，请看第三十二节。
In verse 32,
他说：“我要是从地面上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。”
And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself.
然后作者在暗语说：“暗这岸上呢，这就是补充说，耶稣这话原是指着他自己要怎么死说的。”
And the writer hinted that he's talking about his death.
约翰船长有这个叫做。Parenthetical annotation 就是括弧里头的暗语，叫拍案的案哈，就是案叫做案头的案哈，这个一个平安，这个木头的木。
And John usually often use parenthetical annotation
啊，就是他注说啊，主要是这句话指着他自己死说的。
He is saying Jesus is speaking of himself.
其实就是说，主耶稣若从地面上，这是实指的意啊，边钉把它钉在什么树木上头，然后十字架上这样举起来。就真的是这个物体上，这体力上的把它支撑起来，立起来。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross and lifted up physically.
但是呢，这个 exaltation 这个字眼，哦 ，lifted up 这个字眼。
The lifting up.
有时候圣经又称为高举。
And in the Bible, it says exhortation.
这是很重要一个道理的字眼。
And this is a very important word.
我们翻回吧，看完了路加福音第九章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
先看五十一节。
Verse 51.
请看五十一节。
51.
这个也是说主耶稣要被接上升的日子。
And Jesus was to receive up.
然后他这个日子快到，所以他就得往耶路撒冷去。
And his time has come, and he must go to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷就是被钉十字架、被埋葬，才会复活、被接上升啊，这个高举啊。
And in Jerusalem, that's where he was nailed on the cross and lifted up.
那这个原意也就是说被接上升就是等于他从死里复活
to receive up it's when he died and resurrected
那你可以看到使徒行传第一章
in Acts chapter 1
主耶稣怎么样的升天有着云也在出现
how Jesus ascended to heaven into the cloud
然后就有天使出来对你们加利利人啊你们现在眼睛看着主怎么上
and,
以后他也再怎么样下来审判世界
angel said to the Galilean this is the way you see JesusAscended, he will descend the same way.
那这些在说算说五百多个同的这个同乡吧。
And there are 500 and some people there.
到了保罗写哥林多后前书十五章的时候。
And when Paul wrote First Corinthians chapter 15,
保罗说这些目睹着耶稣升天的这些加利利人大半都已经睡着了，只有一半还留在世界上。
And more than half of the Galileans that saw the resurrection of Jesus, they have fallen away.
所以这是证明这个是复活的事实，因为有目睹者。
And there are witnesses to the ascension of God.
何况保罗他自己也看到复活主在大马色的路上。
And Paul also saw the same thing in the road to Damascus.
耶稣荣光照他，用声音来呼唤他。
When a glorious light came and spoke to him.
那以后主耶稣用属灵的这个圣灵的形式跟他同在，指示他，指引他。
God dwelt and guided him through the Holy Spirit in his heart.
复活主对保罗和其他使徒，这门徒们，还有其他信众是活生生的事实。
And to the multitude, and also to Paul, the resurrection of God is true.
那今天又加上圣灵跟圣经的明证，我们相信复活的事实。
And from the Bible, we believe the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
虽然我们不活，就推往两千年前的这个时代去，但是借着圣经跟神的圣灵，我们知道主是复活。
Even though we did not witness it, but through the Holy Spirit and the Bible, we believe it.
那这个被接上升，这个路加九章五十一节。
And to be received up.
那第一步就是从树上，就从这地面上被举起来，被这竖起来。
And the first action is to raise up from the ground.
那第二步一定要高举了 ，exhortation.
And the second step is to exhortation.
那请看以腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians
chapter two. 这一节为什么那么重要
？Why is this verse so
important? 就是把这个人子耶稣基督，他怎么升天，怎么降下圣灵。建立神的国，神的名如何的开展
？And he tells us how he was resurrected, and how he descended, and how the Holy Spirit came to us.
刚好这里有三节对三节，就刚好有六节。
And there are six verses here.
就六节到八节一段。
Chapter verses 6 to 8.
九节到十一节又另外一段。
Verses 9 through 11.
那八六节到八节描写卑微的这个肉身的主耶稣。
And from verses 6 to 8, it's talk about the humble appearance of Jesus Christ.
因为他本是神，但是有神的形象。
He is God, and he has the image.
这可以用哥罗西书第一章。
From Colossians chapter one.
希伯来书第一章。
Hebrew chapter one.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter one.
大概就可以看出他本来有神的形象，从神那边来。
And we can see that he has the appearance of God.
但是呢，他虚己，就说他尊主为大，尊这个天父为大。
But he humbled himself and he magnified the Lord.
因为约翰福音里头常常说他是受差者，就是天父差遣他的。
And in John, it often describes him as the messenger of God.
在地面上执行弥赛亚的工作，这弥赛亚任务。
He come to the earth to do the work of the Messiah.
受差者，受天父之差遣的执行天父救赎跟创造的工作。
And he was anointed by God to do the work of the Messiah.
然后他钉十字架复活，就是埋葬复活，那他要回归天父那里去。
When he was nailed on the cross, he died and he was buried and resurrected.
这个轨迹就是从天上降下来，跟民间同在以马内利，然后再升天归回到天父那里。
He came like the likeness of man to earth, and then he ascended back into heaven.
所以复活升天变成他的高举，进入父神的荣耀里头。
And when he resurrected, he entered into the glory of God.
假定他不虚己，他说我也要跟神一样大，我本来是神来的。
And if he did not humble himself and say, I am like God.
假定他不取神奴仆的形象。
And let's say he does not take the role of the servant.
那他在克西马尼园很可以说，主啊，我不喝这杯。
And in Gethsemane, he would say, I will not drink this bitter cup.
那我何必这样的壮烈成人？
Why would I want to do this for the people?
但是耶稣基督本来就知道他要往十字架道路走的。
But Jesus knows his life ends in the cross.
所以在克西马尼他做最后壮烈的祷告。
In Gethsemane, he made his last and strong prayer.
那就是这样交托给主，天上的神。
And he delivered himself to God.
就勇敢的就走上十字架的道路。
And courageously he walked in the path of the cross.
所以他存心顺服，以致死在十字架上头。
So he humbled himself unto the death, even the death of the cross.
他那降世的第一段的重要的一个行迹。
And this is one of the mission of his coming to
this earth. 但是不像其他的教主和宗主，他们死了就不见了。
And unlike other religious leaders, when they died, they disappeared.
主耶稣是复活主。
Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
尤其在使徒教会的信息里头
，especially in the message of the disciples.
很重要一个字眼叫 the risen Lord， 意思就是是复活了的主这个名词。
The most important phrase
is
the
复活了的，就是已经活过来复活的主。
He is the Lord of resurrection.
因为假定没有复活的事实。
If there were no resurrection,
那大家还在罪中。
Then everybody still live in sin.
那都没有来生的盼望。
And there is no hope of salvation.
那生命充满了黑暗绝望的。
And life is full of darkness and despair.
虽然你享受着福音喜，哇，一切的富裕，一切的宽裕。
Even though you indulge in pleasure,
还是没有希望的。
But there is still no hope.
比众人还可怜的。
Very sad.
所以主耶稣他也就被神高举，叫升为至高。
And Jesus was raised and glorified.
所以我们一个 exaltation， 记住这个字 ，exaltation， exaltation，
exaltation，
就是他被高举，进入父神的荣耀。
It's when he received up and become.
那才从此以后，耶稣基督的名
，and he will take on the name of Jesus Christ.
超乎万民之上。
Over everyone else in the world.
小天使啦，这人间呐，都要称赞这个神，给耶稣的他自己的名字，叫耶稣。
Everyone in the world and an angel will praise on the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
叫屈膝来跪拜。
And everybody will kneel in front of him.
用口来称颂的宣扬。
And every mouth will proclaim his name.
所以使荣耀归给天父。
Everyone will give glory to God the Father.
所以这个就是等于说，我们说得荣耀所必到最后的第三步。
And this is the end result of being glorified.
就是受死。
He died.
就是埋葬。
Buried.
复活。
Resurrected.
进入父神荣耀的高举。
Into in the glory of God.
所以耶稣的名就可以称为万人可称颂、万人可依靠的唯一的救主的名字。
And the name of Jesus Christ is the name that can save.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
我们唱那个中文的赞美诗十二首，就可以唱出它的韵味跟它的意义出来的。
And when we sing hymn number 12, we can understand the meaning behind it.
这是中文才有。
In Chinese version.
那这样我们可以感念到耶稣基督他的名字得荣耀，是一直指这受死复活来。再来升天。
And we can understand how Jesus received his glory through kneeling on the cross.
所以约翰福音十二章三十二节来说，从地上高举，就含有这两个意思。
In John chapter 12 verse 32, it also has this meaning.
我要是从地面上被钉十字架，那是开始。
And in the beginning, he is nailed on the cross.
然后呢，我复活后的埋葬后的复活升天以后
，after I'm buried and resurrected into heaven,
很多就各方各国各民各族的人要被吸引来归主。
And all people will be drawn into him.
所以这是得荣耀。
And this is how he received the glory.
在约翰福音就强调这个得荣耀是三而一的事件。
And John chapter 12 depicts in three in one for how Jesus received the glory and how he died.
然后被埋葬。
And how he was buried.
然后被接上升的日子。
And when he was received and lifted up.
然后降下圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
那在圣城就不是只有属这个物质的圣殿了。
And the temple on earth is no longer a worldly temple.
旧有的犹太主义、律法主义的规模要被属灵的这个生命跟属灵的神国的教训来替代。
The old law will be replaced by the words of Jesus Christ.
所以犹太人、犹太教的门，这门教门的人也要信主归入基督。
And the Jews will also enter into the name of Jesus Christ.
就是马太福音的书信的受受者收受者一样。
And this is the audience of Matthew.In the book of Matthew.
那另外在《使徒行传》《路加福音》也，那些外邦人要来信主耶稣。
And Acts and John also tells the Gentile will believe in God.
所以说，以弗所书二章就说两下合而为一了。
And the two becomes one. As,
这神跟人合一。
And God and man become one.
那人跟人合一。
And the man and man become one.
本来信主的跟后来不信主来入信的要合一。
And the believer and also the Gentile who believe becomes one.
或者说本来是犹太人跟外邦人也要在主里头合一。
And the Jews and the Gentiles will become one.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血。
Because the blood that was shed on the cross.
不但把这个罪墙把它除掉。
And he destroyed the wall that separated us.
达到神跟人之间的和解 reconcile.
So we are reconciled with God.
我们中文有和解。
And in Chinese, there's reconciliation.
和好。
Or
reconcile. 还有一个和睦。这三个字啊，再说一次，和解、解怨，它那个解开的解。
The first is.
再来和好。本来是对敌的，他们好，都和好。
They were enemies before,
和睦 ，living peace in harmony 这三个字眼，请记住，都用 reconciliation 这个字来表达。
And all these three phrases is described as reconciliation.
本来是对敌的。
In the beginning, we're enemies.
本来是隔绝的。
We're separated.
啊，本来是不友好的。
We're not friends.
不和睦的。
We cannot get along.
主耶稣宝血让这些不的变成可能。
But the blood of Jesus Christ make us one.
啊，所以神跟人和好。
We're one with God.
两下两下在那个以弗所书二章起码讲了五次，两下的合为一。
In Ephesians chapter 2, it says five times.
而且说这些两下，神跟人，人跟人之间都和平和睦，啊，这样的很和谐的在神国里头。
And the relationship between God and man, and also man and man, are harmonious.
假定没有主耶稣得荣耀
，If God did not glorify,
没有圣灵降下来
，If the Holy Spirit did not descend,
那总会达到这个神跟人之间。
Then how can a relationship between us and God be reconciled?
人跟人之间，不管是种族，不管是社会的背景，或者其他的这个不同的条件。
Because we all have different backgrounds and our upbringing.
怎么会合而为一呢？怎么会和谐
how can we
和好和睦呢
？How can we be reconciled?
所以这得荣耀是这个意思。
So this is the meaning of being glorified.
那我们假定知道这样的话，我们今天下午就查考到这。
And so we understand this.
因为我们需要从约翰福音。
From John,
还有保罗书信
and the letters in,
慢慢进入到神的救赎整个经纶跟重要的这个道理的字眼跟他背后的观念
to understand the salvation of God and the background
所以愿主耶稣继续的带领我们
May God continue to guide us
好我们唱诗73首